The man in the red ski sweater is nodding slowly. You boys were there when those helicopters came down, if I've got this placed right. That's affirmative, sir. Then you must have been there later when... Blind Willie does not help him finish. He can smell Wheelock's cologne, though, stronger than ever, and the man is practically panting in his ear, sounding like a horny kid at the end of a hot date. Wheelock has never bought his act, and although Blind Willie pays for the privilege of being left alone on this corner, and quite handsomely by going rates, he knows that part of Wheelock is still cop enough to hope he'll fuck up. Part of Wheelock is actively rooting for that. But the Wheelocks of the world never understand that what looks fake isn't always fake. Sometimes the issues are a little more complicated than they appear at first glance. That was something else Vietnam had to teach him back in the years before it became a political joke and a crutch for hack film writers. 69 and 70 were the hard years, the graying man says. He speaks in a slow, heavy voice. I was at Hamburger Hill with the 3-187, so I know the Ah Chow and Tam Boy. Do you remember Route 922? Yes, sir, Glory Road, Blind Willie says. I lost two friends there. Glory Road, the man in the open coat says, and all at once he looks 1,000 years old, the bright red ski sweater an obscenity, like something hung on a museum mummy by cut-up kids who believe they are exhibiting a sense of humor. His eyes are off over 100 horizons. Then they come back here to this street where a nearby carillon is playing the one that goes, I hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling, too. He sets his bags down between his expensive shoes and takes a pigskin wallet out from an inner pocket. He opens it, riffles through a neat thickness of bills. Son all right, Garfield? He asks. Making good grades? Yes, sir. How old? 15, sir. Public school? Parochial, sir. Excellent. And God willing, he'll never see Glory fucking Road. The man in the open topcoat takes a bill out of his wallet. Blind Willie feels as well as hears Wheelock's little gasp, and hardly has to look at the bill to know it is 100. Yes, sir, that's affirmative, God willing. The man in the topcoat touches Willie's hand with the bill, looks surprised when the gloved hand pulls back, as if it were bare and had been touched by something hot. Put it in my case or my ball glove, sir, if you would. Blind Willie says.